Zakta Heilige Mishnah Vayter Masechtis Menachas Perig Yud Gimel Mishnah Yud Arei Alai Oyla. This person said, I accept upon myself to bring a carbon oyla. Nakrivena b'migdash, he has to offer it in the Beis HaMikdash. What? You have to tell me that he has to offer it in the Beis HaMikdash? Where else can you offer it? Well, listen to this story. One of the few Kehanim Gedolim that was a great tzaddik during Bayis Sheni was Shimon HaTzaddik. For him, there were open miracles that took place. When Alexander the Great came to take over Eretz Yisrael, Shimon HaTzaddik walked out toward him. And when he saw Shimon HaTzaddik in the Big Day Kahuna, Alexander jumped off his horse and bowed down to him, something Alexander didn't do for anybody. And he told everyone, whenever he goes into war, he sees the image of this Kohen Gadol. The Gemara tells us of many, many miracles that took place in the Beis HaMikdash when Shimon HaTzaddik was there. Even today, people go in their mispalel by the caver of Shimon HaTzaddik, their Zaycha to Yeshuais. Shimon HaTzaddik was Meshiyarei Knesses HaGdailah, the last of the Knesses HaGdailah. The Anshe Knesses HaGdailah was a body of 120 tzaddikim that started with the last of the Nevi'im, Chagi Zechariah Malachi, I believe. Mordechai HaTzaddik was from the Anshe Knesses HaGdailah. Shimon HaTzaddik was from the last. They gave us our Seder HaTfilah. They took away the Taiva of Avodah Zarah. We're not talking about people on a level that you and I can understand. Shimon HaTzaddik had two sons, Shimi and Chanya. I guess Shimi was not just a nickname for Shimon. It was a separate name, Shimi. You find the name in Tanakh in different places, like Shimi ben Gera. Chanya was the one picked by Shimon HaTzaddik to be the next Kohen Gadol. Chanya knew the Avodah. But Shimi was older. So first Chanya said, you know, Shimi is older, let him be the Kohen Gadol. But you have to be careful before you give something away if you're really up to it. Turned out later, Chanya wasn't. He wanted the Kohen Gadol back. But how do I get it back for my brother? So he came up with a kind of a pretty evil plan. Told his brother that when the Kohen Gadol begins to perform the Avodah for the first time, he wears certain kind of clothes. And that was very embarrassing. But Shimi trusted his older brother. When everyone started screaming at Shimi, even threatening him, he said, what do you want from me? Chanya told me to do this. At that point, Chanya had to escape. He ran to Alexandria. You know what he did over there? He built a Beis HaMikdash. The Navi Yeshaya warned of this. And you know how long his Beis HaMikdash in Alexandria stood? It stood for almost 200 years. Now, everyone agrees any karbanis that they were makir over there is not a karban. So if someone says, Hare alai oila, then he goes and he's makir of a karban in this Beis HaMikdash in Alexandria, he's not Yotzei Neder. Zakta Mishnah, Hare alai oila, once again, Perig Yud Gimel Mishnah Yod. He accepts upon himself to bring a karban oila. Yakrivena ba migdash. You have to be makir of it in the Beis HaMikdash. The makriva be beis chanyoi, if he was makir of it. In the house of Chanyai,